Next time, remember, glorify God and enjoy Him forever. This is the key to enjoying everyday life.
WCNO's broadcast day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 50 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy savings agreement for any commercial or residential need. Krause and Crane, the service and replacement specialist with over 50 years of experience, is available 24 hours for emergency service at 287-1227.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks, and I'm glad you've joined us for today's broadcast, and I trust you'll be blessed by the message.
With all my heart. As a commercial, this guy is moving. It's a Comcast commercial. You've seen it. He calls all his buddies. Lady was doing some shopping. She says, "Oh, I'm at home sick." Guy playing video games, looking for his, I ain't even gonna answer. People do like that. You try to please people. You better seek to please God and serve Him and let Him connect you to the right people. All of us are imperfect, flaws, but God will connect you to the right people. Not just anybody. You can't build off a crowd. It's people that are dedicated first to God. See, God spoke to man, and He spoke to him on a consistent basis. Now, I said this Wednesday night, this is so important. You can hear the voice of God walking. When you hear the voice, you can also hear movements. Heard the voice of the Lord God walking, moving. See, it's important for us to hear the word of God on a consistent basis. Because you know what? God is not where He was last week, this week. The paradox is this: even though He doesn't change, He moves. He's going to love you if you don't even move. He's still going to love you, but you ain't no use to Him. And see, that is not our purpose. Our purpose is to be useful in our domain, manifesting His glory in everything we do, increasing, expanding, enlarging, growing. That's the nature of His kingdom. You know, a lot of people, think about it a moment. What usually happens to people when there's no life left in them? They leave here. Sad but true, many can leave because they have become unuseful. And leave before their time. Or choose to live in sin, and sin cut their years short. Serving God and obeying God will prolong your days. He'll give you long life. He'll increase life. He'll bless your life. But sin, the wages of that, the payment for that is death. Quicker. Back to what I said about Jesus. Jesus, He said, "No man takes my life. I lay it down." When Adam and Eve fell, He said, "The day," somebody say, "The day." "The day that you eat of the tree, you'll surely die." Twofold. The day that they ate, their spirits disconnected from God. They were spiritually dead. But the word also declares that one day is as 1,000 years. And 1,000 years is as one day. So He said, "The day." In other words, see, men were living a long time then. He said, "No one will live past a day." Methuselah, 969, almost made it, but he died. Think about a moment, 969 years old. Imagine what he knew. Imagine how brilliant he was. And we live 200 years. Imagine the wealth of knowledge you would accumulate, the understanding that you would have. Because Jesus was God in the flesh. Let me clarify something for you here. Mary really had nothing to do with it. Mary's egg had nothing to do with it. Amen. You know, when we're born, there's got to be a sperm and an egg, right? It didn't happen like that. The Holy Spirit overshadowed her, put a seed in her. All He needed was a womb. He didn't need an egg. He didn't need man's sperm. Hello? All He needed was the incorruptible seed. And so when Jesus was born, He came through the womb that gave Him authority in the earth. Anything that comes into the earth outside the womb has no authority. That's why God took man from the dust. Angels were created out of nothing. They're to be servants. Man was given authority. See, Lucifer said to himself, I'll be like the Most High. There's no way he could be like the Most High. He was a created being. I'll be above the stars of heaven, above the other angels. He wasn't even the number one angel. See, a lot of us think he was the guy. He said, I'll exalt my throne above the stars of God. In other words, there were others that held higher position. He was the anointed cherub that covered. But he said, I'm going to exalt my throne above them. I'll be like God. Never. Could never be. Because man is created like him. God spoke. We must live a life where God can speak to us whatever he wants, whenever he wants, and wherever he wants. He can speak to you in the bathroom. But we must have an ear to hear, because God, one of the dimensions of God's call and man's calling is that God speaks to us. Okay, let's start in number four. Let me clarify something here too, just add another block to the building, because we know that God speaks to man and spoke to the first man, because the temptation of Lucifer, or the devil, before the fall, what did he come with? He came with the question, hath God said? He knew God was talking. He knew God was instructing. He knew the man was set on it. But when the woman was taken from his side, he eventually saw an opportunity. It's not a slight on women, but this is the first man and woman. He couldn't get in through the man. The man had the direct command. Adam wasn't going to fall, but he touched or talked to that was closest to Adam. Ladies, you may not think all that of your husband, but for the sake of order, God has set an order. This ain't amen on the first row. I don't hear nobody in the back. But God has set an order, and that protocol is true in the spirit. And see, the devil sees when there's seeds of rebellion that he has sown toward you that you've allowed to fall on your soil. I don't care if you do have a much greater education. All I see is heads. You know, them little bobbleheads. You turn the corner and they go. It's true today, even in the church. In the book of Revelation, you know, the dragon that we see is a dragon of imagination. The devil hasn't increased, he's decreased. But he's increased in the imagination of people. He's yet a serpent. But what has increased is the woman that was in the Garden of Eden. In the book of Revelation, she receives wings of an eagle. Her mobility, her ability, her defense, her offense is greater than that of the serpent. Come on, God is flipping the script. But the devil watched, and one day we'll get into this, but I am totally convinced it was not the first conversation. The devil don't even work like that. He knows he can't overpower you with one word. Unless he's already worked on you and worked on you and worked on you and saw that the seed was being planted. And then he just leaves the seed, and every now and then something waters it, and then he comes along to retrieve his seed. But he entered in with a question. What did God say? God didn't say that, did he? And where did Eve, like some ladies do, where did Eve add her 2 cents? Give her version of the story. Well, God has said we're not to eat of the tree, nor are we to touch it. See, the enemy knows. Listen, I'm talking to you that are in ministry, you that serve God as husband and wife and, you know, such, or even when you're single, just understanding your psyche. Women tend to be more emotionally, you know, they get involved in stuff emotionally. Come on, I'm telling the truth here, right? They're quicker, and then what they do, they think about it. And think about it, and think about it, and think about it till every option, anything that could possibly happen, they done thought about it. You think they're doing all right? Well, you just talked to them on the phone. Well, oh no, you know, I just been thinking. You done thought about everything, right? So the devil saw that, and finally she started agreeing. You know what it is? It looks like fruit that. It's good to make one wise, and it looks good for food. I mean, what harm could it be? She partook of the so-called fruit, and then Adam, being the good husband that he was, Abraham had his same genes. Sarah told him, go into Hagar. All right. Created a disaster. But see, here's man's, I won't say downfall, it's just how we're wired. Men do stuff. Wait a minute. God told us not to eat this stuff. See, men do stuff and then think about it. As a rule, I'm not calling us stupid. It's how we're wired. Women do it emotionally and then turn and mess up the man. I'm going down, you going down too. Take a bite. Eat it. Man that took a bite, then he started thinking about what he has done. But see, when the relationships are airtight, the enemy can only hover and you keep him out. But if there's a breach long enough, he's going to come in wedge. That's why the pathway back seems so difficult. Y'all got love in your heart for one another, but ain't no love in the house.
You just know you love him. You'll never leave him. But I hate him.
Tell me I'm not telling the truth. Can't stand that man.
But I love him so much.
Then some of your brothers, you can't live with her. But if she were to walk out, you'd be on the phone. Oh, baby, come on back, please. You know, come on back, you know. You know, I didn't mean that. Where you at? I'll come get you. Where you at? I'll be right there. Can't live with them, can't live without them. So, see, whenever things ain't airtight, whenever there's not repentance, whenever there's not forgiveness, because you're going to mess up. Had Adam ran to God and said, Lord, we done messed up, judgment would have stopped right there. Read the account. They never said anything about what their responsibility was or what they were guilty of. They passed the buck. But what had happened, the nature of the devil had taken hold of them. And right in God's face, they were blaming each other. God saw, this is the nature of the enemy. So God is speaking to us. Are we listening? See, God will keep speaking to you to keep you ahead of the devil. You stop listening, stuff start going wrong. Spirit gets all vexed. You start getting anxious and frustrated, impatient. You stop being a life giver. Sometimes you're just a caregiver. God wants to keep you ahead of the enemy. The Bible is better than tomorrow's newspaper, next week's newspaper. The whatever comes on the news, the Bible is better. The attack on the woman was, did God say? So I want to establish that with you this morning. God is talking to you. The enemy will ask you, did he say that? Is that what you heard? He's good at painting pictures in the environment. He made the fruit look real good. Let me throw a curve at you right here, since we're in Genesis. The garden was not in actuality a garden. Moses did a good job of painting a picture. The word garden has to do with a delightful place. And it says he created a garden and planted the man there, planted the trees. The word planted has to do with an order. In other words, in that spirit dimension, God made a delightful place and he established an order. And he put man in the order. And he said, all the trees, you read in Ezekiel about these trees, all these trees you can partake of except one. For in the day that you partake of this tree, you'll surely die. The trees were actually angelic hosts.
We are continuing in part 2 of 10 Dimensions of Man's Call. James 1:22 says, but be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. God has not only called the saints to hear, but he has also called them to do. The fifth dimensions of the call of man is, we are approved to multiply. The kingdom of God is about increase. Some things God has approved us for, we don't act on them. It is not a given the saints will multiply. Therefore, the church cannot just be mere hearers of the word, but doers. As the scripture states, faith without works is dead. Action must accompany faith when God gives his approval for multiplication. As the inward man is built up, there has to be an outworking of your faith.
Thank you for listening to today's message. And for more information or more messages from On to Perfection, call toll free 1-877-TR-BANKS or visit our website at trbanks.com. And always remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.